Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 2. Classification. Classification, or the formation of classes, is a mental process in which we imagine that we have put together in a group certain things. Such a group is called a class. This process may be performed in three different ways as follows. 1. We may imagine that we have put together all things the class so formed. That is, the class things contains the whole universe. 2. We may think of the class things and may imagine that we have picked out from it all the things which possess a certain adjunct not possessed by the whole class. This adjunct is said to be peculiar to the class so formed. In this case, the class things is called a genus with regard to the class so formed. The class so formed is called a species of the class things, and its peculiar adjunct is called its differentia. As this process is entirely mental, we can perform it whether there is or is not an existing thing which possesses that adjunct. If there is, the class is said to be real. If not, it is said to be unreal or imaginary. For example, we may imagine that we have picked out from the class things all the things which possess the adjunct material, artificial, consisting of houses and street, and we may thus form the real class, towns. Here we may regard things as a genus, towns as a species of things, and material, artificial, consisting of houses and streets, as its differentia. Again, we may imagine that we have picked out all the things which possess the adjunct, weighing a ton, easily lifted by a baby, and we may thus form the imaginary class, things that weigh a ton and are easily lifted by a baby. 3. We may think of a certain class, not the class things, and may imagine that we have picked out from it all the members of it which possess a certain adjunct not possessed by the whole class. This adjunct is said to be peculiar to the smaller class so formed. In this case, the class thought of is called a genus with regard to the smaller class picked out from it. The smaller class is called a species of the larger, and its peculiar adjunct is called its differentia. For example, we may think of the class towns and imagine that we have picked out from it all the towns which possess the attribute lit with gas, and we may thus form the real class towns lit with gas. Here may regard towns as a genus, towns lit with gas as a species of towns, and lit with gas as its differentia. If in the above example we were to alter lit with gas into paved with gold, we should get the imaginary class, towns paved with gold. A class containing only one member is called an individual. For example, the class towns having 4 million inhabitants, which class contains only one member, namely London. Hence, any single thing which we can name so as to distinguish it from all other things may be regarded as a one-member class. Thus, London may be regarded as the one-member class picked out from the class towns, which has, as its differentia, having 4 million inhabitants. A class containing two or more members is sometimes regarded as one single thing. When so regarded, it may possess an adjunct which is not possessed by any member of it taken separately. Thus, the class, the soldiers of the 10th Regiment, when regarded as one single thing, may possess the attribute formed in square, which is not possessed by any member of it taken separately. The end of Chapter 2. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.